There have been further accusations this week of sexual abuse of young people by Roman Catholic clergymen. In Florida, Catholic Bishop Anthony O'Connell resigned yesterday after admitting he sexually abused a teenager 25 years ago. In Massachusetts, five Jesuit priests were accused of sexually abusing children more than two decades ago. This brings the total number of priests in the Boston area said to have committed such acts to almost 90. The wave of allegations in Massachusetts has caused repercussions around the country, and several other archdioceses have now suspended priests. But in Boston, some Catholics, priests, and lay people feel this could be turning into a witch hunt. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Since January, the Boston Archdiocese has given law enforcement the names of more than 80 priests accused of sexual abuse. The church's new zero-tolerance policy says any priest accused of sexually abusing a minor cannot work in the archdiocese. Boston College theologian and author Thomas Groom says in an effort to make up for previous neglect, the archdiocese may be overzealous.
Is the church, in fact, just indiscriminately opening its files in an effort to prove to the world that it is now cleaning up its own house? But in the process, could there be innocent people who will be victimized by this, innocent priests? And the answer is, I think that yes, there probably will be.
Very little is known about the allegations made against the dozens of priests. So far, the archdiocese has not given law enforcement officials anything more than the priests' names. Only one accused priest has publicly challenged his suspension. He's Father George Spagnolia of Lowell. He recently admitted he lied about remaining celibate. Before this admission, Father Spagnolia told supporters he's a victim of a flawed policy and he wants due process.
I believe with all my heart that the zero-tolerance policy as proposed and being implemented is unjust. Because, as in my case, with a simple accusation, with no apparent investigation that I have been privy to, I have been summarily removed as pastor.
The archdiocese says it convened a committee to review the allegations against Spagnolia before he was suspended. A spokesman for the archdiocese responded to claims that the zero-tolerance policy is unjust. Father Chris Coyne says it's what the political climate demands.
I don't think that the present zero-tolerance policy is fair to the priest, but I think the zero-tolerance policy is forced upon us by the unfairness of the present political climate in which we find ourselves. I mean, I think it's put us all in an awful bind, and I think it's tied the hands of the administration.
The scandal is having repercussions in other religious orders, too. Boston College High School, a prestigious all-boys Catholic school overseen by Jesuits, announced it suspended a Jesuit priest who taught history. A former student says he was molested by the teacher more than 20 years ago. But the student didn't tell the school. He told the Boston Globe. School president William Kameza says he has no details of the alleged abuse.
We don't know who the victim is. But you know what? In a school, unlike other institutions, we are going to err on the side of caution and be prudent and responsible. We have to. These are young people.
Parents at the high school say they want their children protected from pedophiles. Most were reluctant to talk publicly, but Judy Tebow, whose son is a senior, says she's concerned the school isn't being fair.
I suppose that they have to do that with any allegations, but I would like to see more evidence, and I believe so won't the boys. I believe that it has turned out to be a witch hunt. I mean, it's everywhere now. It's like they're coming out of the woodwork.
Church watchers say the scandal over priests and sexual abuse is already affecting priests' behavior, particularly around children. Many are being much more guarded, fearing that one accusation could destroy their lives. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.